Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, October 14th, 2014. And with me today, I have my den of insightfulness, which will probably look great on a t-shirt. John Martellaro, how are you, John?
Troublemaker on duty, sir.
Excellent. I wouldn't have it any other way. And Kelly Gumont, I hope you're doing well, Kelly.
Rabble rouser reporting in.
I can tell this is going to go extremely well.
You can you?
Yes. I have insight like that. It's my Jedi skills. Yeah. Okay. So the first thing that I wanted to take a look at today is the news that Apple has added to the medical benefits that they're offering women that work for the company. And this is – it's a very specific type of medical benefit in that Apple will pay up to $20,000 to cover the cost of having their eggs frozen if they so choose. And the – okay, so the procedure – What it does is it's harvesting human eggs, and then they're frozen so that should you decide at a future date you want to use those eggs to attempt to get pregnant, then you have those. And by freezing them when you are younger, the theory goes that they will be more viable when you are older, and the eggs that have aged along with you may not be as viable.
Right.
And so, okay, so here's my take on the whole thing. I think this is really great, and I'm all for equality regardless of what genitals you have. And I think that offering services that cater specifically to women's reproductive needs, desires, and rights is just an awesome thing all the way around.
Absolutely. It's really refreshing to see any sort of company, regardless of who they are, technological or otherwise, but let alone somebody high profile like Apple, not treat my ability to reproduce as something icky, because there's been a whole lot of that going around lately. For those who watch the Supreme Court, you may know of what I speak. And it's just really refreshing to see someone realize that, you know, this is something women can do. And it's also really nice to see it not – it doesn't seem like, at least the way it was presented at Apple and the stuff that I've seen about it, it seems like it was just sort of a standard issue, benefits have changed, here you go, kind of a thing. And it wasn't like – there wasn't a parade, there wasn't anything like that. And to be honest, I'm going to tell you, a lot of women aren't looking for that anyway. It would just be nice if it could be recognized that I have indoor plumbing. There are others in the world who have outdoor plumbing. And sometimes those require different things. And it's really frustrating to look at a list of things that are covered for those with outdoor plumbing and find out that anything that even approaches the equivalent for indoor plumbing is unbelievably uncovered.
Yeah, which to me just seems wrong. I mean, for guys, medical coverage through employers at many, many companies includes vasectomies.
Mm-hmm.
And includes
little blue pills.
The little blue pills, yep. And from what I hear, erectile dysfunction is a very frustrating thing.
It is. Apparently, you can't ride your motorcycle anymore.
I see. And that's just a sad, sad thing when that happens. Yeah. Freezing your sperm.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seems right that there should be similar options available for women. And it sounds to me like this played out just like you said, Kelly, where it's just a thing where it's like, oh, okay, here's a new line item in your medical benefits. So, hey, if you want to get your eggs frozen, no problem. We've got you covered.
Yeah. And
you know, I think what we're moving towards, Kelly, is sort of an idea. There's certain standards of care for both sexes. And companies like Apple and Facebook are sort of leading the way on helping sort of standardize these standards of care, for medical care that you expect from your company. Mm-hmm. And there shouldn't be any religious insertion of religious beliefs in these normal workaday standards of healthcare and yeah. the things that you just talked about.
And the other thing that's nice about this is that this says one of two things to me. Both of them are positive. Any company that's doing something like this is either A, at a critical mass of women who need these sorts of benefits, whatever those benefits may be, something that is specifically, because let's be honest, guys can't go get their eggs frozen. So this isn't something that applies to men who work at Apple. Maybe their wives, but not necessarily then. So either there's enough women there, or Apple is casting an eye toward the future and is offering these sorts of benefits as something that will appeal to women who graduate with computer science degrees, you know, after App Camp for Girls has turned a bunch of computer scientists loose on the world, yes, and they're please. Looking at places to work, then they're going to want to work at some place that is more accommodating to them. And one of the ways to do that is with health benefits.
So, I don't think it's or, Kelly. I think it's and. I think both apply.
And if that's the case, it warms my heart even further.
Me too.
Yeah. And I'm sure there will be people out there that will look at this and say, oh, no, this is just Apple's way of ensuring that they get as much work as possible out of their employees. And what they're really saying with this is that we don't want to have pregnancies in the workplace. Therefore, we just want you to freeze your eggs and do it later. And no, I don't think that's what's happening at all. I think this is just Apple doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Companies with money attract good talent. Good talent makes companies successful. When companies are successful, they make money. When they have money, people want to work for them, and they attract good talent. It's a wonderful circle.
It's Hakuna Matata.
it's a wonderful circle, and I'm really glad about it. I'm looking forward to this, and this is one of those things that Apple does that I really hope everybody else copies.
Well, Facebook is doing it as well. So regardless of how you feel about Facebook as a service, it's really cool to see that they do offer services for their employees or benefits for their employees that that are really forward thinking. Like Facebook,
yeah.
they even give employees that are having babies $4,000. It's just, here's your baby money.
Nice.
Yeah. And what I'm hoping is that what you said comes true, that we see a lot of other companies following Apple and Facebook's lead, and they start getting more progressive and more realistic with the benefits and coverages that they offer for their employees, as I said earlier, regardless of what type of genitals they have.
Exactly. So yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
A happy story.
That's right. Happy story. All right. Now I'm going to follow that up with a story that
slightly less happy.
Slightly less happy, but is not, I think, bad per se. I think there's a little bit of delicious irony in it also. And this is the news about hackers getting a hold of hackers claiming that they got a hold of 7 million username and passwords from Dropbox. And then posted some of those, like a couple hundred, on Reddit, and said, "Look, here's a proof of what we have, and we want to just keep giving these out. So why don't you give us some Bitcoin? And as long as we're getting some donations, then we'll continue adding more and more names to the public list." And Dropbox, they're like, "Huh? No one has hacked into our servers and taken usernames and passwords. If any of these are legit logins for Dropbox accounts, then they must have come from third-party services, which would mean that someone is using the same username and password on more than one site."
You know what? It was interesting for me, Jeff. I saw a tweet last night from a very respected, well-known person on Twitter, an executive at a very large company, not Apple. I won't mention his name, who said, "Dropbox has been hacked. Change your password now." So I went over and tried to log on to Dropbox, and I couldn't connect. And they probably had shut down login services for a while because of all the panic. And so I did a little more searching on Twitter and found out just what you found out, that it wasn't hacked. And so and be careful reading on Twitter. Even well-known people whose names you'd recognize right away tell you to change your password now. Oh, my God, it's a crisis. You may not be right on that.
Yep, that's true. And that said, changing your passwords every now and then, not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
And not using the same password on multiple sites.
More bang for your buck right there.
There you go.
And the other thing that I would point out is that a helpful way to increase the security of those passwords is to stop considering them a password and start considering them a passphrase.
Phrase.
Now, because what do you mean by that, Kelly? Because I'm betting there's some people that are lost on the nuance there.
Yeah, I'm going to point out that when it comes to passwords, longer is stronger. So what this means is instead of making your password your dog's name, then maybe if you just put in...
My dog has fleas.
Yeah. Or Cocker Spaniel. You know, Cocker Spaniel in my yard or whatever. You know, it turns out this is not exactly what happened, but I was sitting with my mom explaining password security to her at my kitchen table, and she happened to look out the window, and I was telling her you should use a longer phrase for your password, and she goes, there's a cat in your yard. And I said, that would make a really good password. And she goes, no, seriously, turn around, there's a cat in your yard. So
that's awesome.
That would be a case of an excellent passphrase. What I will do, I know I've given you guys homework before, but it's always been fun homework. This is slightly less fun homework, but go look up. There is a Diceware is a system where you take a list of words and you roll dice, and it is the most random way that you can create a password. And the reason for that is because of something where how many ways can someone else, if you use whatever method you use to create a password, could someone else use the same method and get the same password as you? And with Diceware or something like XK Password, you don't have that option. And so if you go look up XK Password, you will find a password generator there that gives you different phrases. You can configure it, you know, to put characters in between and whatever. If you use a password utility, you can also let that randomly generate passwords for you. You can tell it that they need to be pronounceable. And those are some things that will help you, because there will come times in some services when you are going to need to be able to enter that password without access to anything. So, you know, you get a new phone, you have to set up Dropbox from scratch, you have to know your iCloud password because you have to type it into the iTunes store and things like that. You probably want those to just be a phrase.
But Kelly, there's a variation on that. I've uh-huh. seen recommendations where you pick your favorite song. For example, you know, a Beatles song, I Saw Her Standing There. Push it together and create a long passphrase. Lots of people do that because it's easy to remember. But years ago, I was talking to a fellow from the NSA. I won't mention how or why. I was talking to this guy, and he said, and this was 10 years ago, and he said, yeah, we've got every song that's ever been written in our database.
And that's why something like Diceware comes in really handy, because yeah. I can take the list of words and roll the dice and get a password. And no matter how many times John or Jeff roll the dice and consult the yeah. word list, they probably will never get the same words in the same order as I did.
Yeah. And if you do use words in a order that you can remember, throw some funky characters in there in the middle of it. You know, like have mm-hmm. your favorite excuse me, your favorite special symbol or something in there to insert in key places that you can remember. Like a pound symbol or a bang.
This is all excellent advice.
Yeah.
And then since you're not going to have the same password on every site, OS X has Keychain built in and links into Safari so it can store passwords for you. Or if you need more robust password management than that, then there's tools like 1Password out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I really recommend using some sort of password management app, because that makes it much easier to not fall in the pattern of reusing the same usernames and passwords on every site.
Yeah, it's a piece of cake to – and plus, if you can have faith in it, in whatever the tool is that you're using, it makes you feel a little better about having a randomly generated 50-character password on Facebook like Kelly does. So – that way I know I'm not going to end up inviting anybody to PlayStation 3 events anytime soon.
Right. There you go. Okay. So we're pretty much out of time. But there's one thing that I mentioned in passing and didn't elaborate on, and that was the delicious irony out of this. The delicious irony is that someone has claimed to have hacked into Dropbox servers and gotten 7 million usernames and passwords, and they are asking people to give them Bitcoin currency in exchange for releasing more of the names and passwords on the list. So what they're really doing is scamming the hackers that would want to have gotten a hold of this stuff in the first place. So for once, it's not really the end users that are getting screwed by someone's malicious activities. It's the bad guys themselves.
Delicious.
Yes.
Very much so.
Yes. It's a very nice change.
Yeah. All right. So thanks to both of you for joining me today. And I loved your insights. And we'll have to do this again soon.
See you later, wizard.
Ta-ta, guru.